a Wabaoxin retirement home, a Penetanguishene group home, a Berry Hotel and a Muskoka tourist destination were all ordered health hazard orders earlier this month after routine inspections by the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit found they were in violation of several health and safety requirements. Bayview Retirement Home in Wabaoxin was issued a health hazard order after a routine inspection on November 14. According to the online report, the inspector cited multiple infractions, including failure to ensure premises not maintained with clean floors and/or in good repair. Failure to ensure articles and all food contact surfaces must be properly constructed and maintained. Failure to ensure food premises is maintained with clean floors and/or in good repair. Failure to ensure food premises is maintained with clean walls and/or in good repair. Failure to ensure food premises is maintained with tight, smooth or non-absorbent floor surface. Failure to maintain equipment, utensils and/or multi-service articles in good repair and/or safety equipment. Failure to ensure room kept free from materials, equipment not regularly used. Failure to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner. Fail to provide adequate lighting for food preparation and cleaning. Fail to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests. Fail to clean and sanitize food contact surfaces or equipment after each use and as often as necessary, corrected during inspection. Fail to cover food and fail to protect food from contamination and/or adulteration, corrected during inspection. Fail to ensure racks, shelves or pallets are clean and designed to protect against contamination. Fail to ensure presence of food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation. Fail to ensure food handler washes hands as necessary. Education was provided and training was recommended. A health inspector conducted two follow-up visits, the first on November 29, which noted the facility still had 5 non-critical infractions and 2 critical infractions at which time health hazard order was served and additional education was provided. A subsequent follow-up visit to the facility on December 5 determined the same infractions were still ongoing, according to the report, and the inspector ensured that an acceptable temporary measure was in place, and the Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development was notified. Education was provided, training was recommended and the health hazard order was kept in place. Jennings Lodge, a group home in Penetanguishene, was ordered to close following a routine inspection on deck 10 determined the facility was failing to ensure the premises is operated and maintained free from conditions that may be an immediate health hazard. The inspector noted 4 non-critical infractions and 2 critical infractions. They included fail to maintain premise free from conditions that may be a health hazard, adversely affect the sanitary operation of the premise, or adversely affect the wholesomeness of the food. Food premises not maintained with clean floors and/or in good repair. Fail to maintain and arrange equipment in clean and sanitary condition. Fail to ensure room kept free from materials, equipment not regularly used. Fail to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner. Fail to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests. Fail to ensure racks, shelves or pallets are clean and designed to protect against contamination. According to the online report, an acceptable temporary measure was put in place and education was provided. Windermere House on Lake Rosso was ordered to close its spa after a routine inspection on November 28 determined a total of 4 infractions, including failure to ensure total alkalinity is maintained within range of 80 ppm to 120 ppm. Failure to ensure pH value of water maintained in range of 7.2 to 7.8. And failure to ensure residual of free available chlorine maintained between 5 ppm to 10 ppm. All 3 of those issues, according to the online report, were corrected during the inspection. The inspection also noted a failure to ensure no cyanurate stabilization was used for the spa facility. According to the online report, a health hazard order was served, education was provided and the premises was ordered to close. A follow-up the next day noted three of the infractions had not yet been addressed, however one of the issues was corrected during the inspection. The inspector cited a failure to ensure residual of free available chlorine maintained between 5 ppm to 10 ppm and a failure to operate and maintain premises free from conditions that may be an immediate health hazard and issued a health hazard order, ordering the facility to close immediately. A subsequent follow-up inspection on December 6 found no new or existing violations and the health hazard order was rescinded, allowing the spa to reopen to the public. Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott in Barrie was ordered to close its pool earlier this month. A routine inspection on December 3 of the Issa Road Hotel determined a total of 6 infractions, including fail to ensure pH value of water maintained in range of 7.2 to 7.8. Fail to manually check and record requirements at least every 2 hours during daily use period. Fail to keep daily record of estimated number of bathers and fail to keep daily record of reading of makeup water meter. Fail to add required amount of fresh water to the pool daily. Fail to ensure all components of pool maintained in proper working order. And fail to ensure the emergency phone is operational. A health hazard order was served and the facility was ordered to close the pool. A follow-up inspection the next day found all violations had been addressed and no further immediate action was required. The health hazard order was rescinded and the facility was allowed to reopen the pool to the public. For more information on health unit inspections, click here.